For the first time, the relics of St. Therese of Lisieux will arrive this evening for a month-long tour of England and Wales. St. Therese was a French Carmelite nun who died in 1897 at the age of 24, and her fame since then has spread across the world. We spoke to the national organizer of the visit, Monsignor Keith Baltrop, about her global appeal.
Like many saints, or great mystics for that matter, St. Therese was reluctant naturally to speak about herself. She would never have publicized herself. It was only at the command of her superiors, one of whom, of course, was her natural sister, who had some inkling of what was going on in her life, that she wrote her autobiography. Still, even when she died, most of the sisters in the convent, thought that she was fairly unremarkable. It's hard to say. I mean, one has to admit that, you have to get past a little bit of the sugary language, a bit like the image that sort of touched-up image of her that was purveyed by some of the nuns after her death. But once you get beyond that, you see someone. It's something about the extreme simplicity and the obvious sincerity and authenticity of what she experienced and the sheer depth of it. It's like so many of the saints, like the Curia of Ars, who we're thinking about in this year of the priesthood. It seems very simple and almost obvious on the surface. I was going to use the word banal, but that might be the wrong word to use. But if you allow yourself to be touched by it, you see there's extraordinary depths in it, that something of the simplicity of her message, the little way of spiritual childhood, speaks to people in a very complicated age. It's not superficial. It's something of the way that God really touches you if you allow yourself to be empty and humble and not self-sufficient, but open to his grace.